Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to season 2 of In Jest We Trust. It's Friday, September 5th. I'm Michael Barbaro. Kidding. But welcome to season 2 of In Jest We Trust. Before we get into, you know, the meat and potatoes of the season, I have, you know, a lot of people thought that we weren't going to come back. They thought we were going to be a one and done, but I still have a lot to say. I just want to give a little bit of a recap of my summer. So this should be a sweet and short one. So we wrapped up season 1 in May with an episode featuring my mom, where, 30 things that she wished she knew or wishes she could tell herself, her 30-year-old self. So if you haven't listened to the episode, I highly recommend you check it out. I got some really good feedback on it, so thank you for everyone who listened. I know my mom had a really great time recording that episode. She is also a yapper. So after that, it was Memorial Day, and I went to Detroit with Troy and the usual crew, where it was Movement Weekend, which is a festival, and we didn't do anything. We didn't actually go to the festival, but the whole city kind of comes alive and turns up for this huge music festival. So we were going to a bunch of different parties, and yo, Detroit is like Berlin. Like, it had some of the places we were going to, like the clubs, literally felt like you were in Berlin. It was so crazy. And today I was actually talking to someone about, like, you know, people were like asking, like, oh, what'd you all do this summer? And I was telling her about Detroit, and she was like, what the heck is there to do in Detroit? And I'm like, girl, there's so much to do. I really do think people need to, like, open their minds a little bit more to domestic travel, especially because this girl's from LA. Especially Californians, I think, kind of have this kind of elitist mindset sometimes, where it's like, this is the best place in the entire world, which California is amazing. Born and raised here as well. Love me some California, but there are so many cool things to see within the entirety of the United States. And I am so grateful that I went to college on the East Coast, because I feel like that really kind of opened my worldview in terms of, like, really experiencing other cities and other places to go to. So that was Memorial Day weekend. That was a time and a half. Basically was on a bender. It was so insane. There was one night where I literally stayed out until like 10, 11 in the morning, and then I had to go on my flight to New York. And then right after Memorial Day weekend, I went to New York, and I went to New York with Drana, and Jeef and Siobhan live in New York, so we got to hang out with them. Went to Beyonce, Cowboy Carter, which was so much fun. It was raining like crazy, but some of the songs and like dances honestly looked so sick in the rain, so I'm not even mad at it. And then we also saw Death Becomes Her, which was really fun because Michelle Williams is in that. So back to back two nights, we saw Beyonce and then Michelle Williams. And then we were like, oh my gosh, when are we going to see Kelly? Spoiler alert, we did not see Kelly. So that was New York. So that was super fun. New York is always, you know, a great time. And then after that, I went to the Yale Writers Workshop in the first week of June. Gosh, what a busy summer this was. That was like literally just like the very beginning of summer, and I feel like I did a million things. So at the very beginning of June, went to the Yale Writers Workshop to work on my book. That was a really incredible, fun experience. We had some lows. One of the lows being, so like this is kind of like very cinematic, but I have this outfit that I call my serious, like, author outfit, because it's a short sleeve black turtleneck with black pleated pants, and I wear my hair in, like, up in a little bun with two pieces framing my face. I think it's like the cutest outfit ever. Anywho, the day that my work is getting critiqued, I am in the cafeteria, and first one lady comes up to me and says something like, she asked, do you work here? And I kind of just brush it off, like, whatever. But then, like, 30 seconds later, one of the professors in the program comes up to me and is like, we need more brown sugar for the coffee. Like, just kind of, like, starts barking orders at me. And I was like, oh, I don't work here. And then she starts apologizing profusely. So it wasn't the best feeling, especially because I was going into my critique that day. So it really just kind of, you know, brought my confidence down a notch. And then I went upstairs, changed my outfit, called my mom, told her about what happened. And, you know, if I wasn't, like, if I was a white person, like, she wouldn't have asked, right? Like, this lady was white. Like, if I was white, she wouldn't have asked. All of the staff are black women. And to add another layer to it, all of the staff are also plus-sized black women, right? And so she saw me and assumed that I was part of the staff, even though the staff in the in the dining hall where we were eating, they wear white chef jackets that say Yale University on them, right? So it kind of didn't really make sense. The people who wear all black, they work in the, like, dishwashing area, and they rarely come out into the main kitchen area, and their all black outfits are cargo pants with, again, like, a chef jacket and a hairnet. So I don't know. Anywho, so that kind of sucked. And then I got my work critiqued, and I came into the Yale experience like, my book is done, because part of the Yale experience is that you're pitching agents. And so I was like, I came in there like, my book is done. I am ready to go. I'm ready to pitch this agent. And then I get my work critiqued, and basically, like, some people were like, yeah, bitch, you got to start all over. And I was like, I'm being dramatic, but it was just really hard to be so vulnerable. And, you know, the feedback, like, ultimately, once I kind of calmed down, the feedback was really good. You know, it was really helpful, right? And I've definitely taken a lot of it to heart. It has helped me in my revision process. And so once I kind of got through the emotional kind of part of it, you know, I am a Cancer. I really did come to appreciate all of the feedback that I got. But yes, I did cry on my critique day. And I was just so emotional that whole entire day. And then I got fucking pissed. And then I started actually writing what I want to be a new book about that experience that happened in the kitchen with that professor. And I want that to kind of be the emotional climax. So more to come on that front. I literally listened to this song. So this is another funny thing. On Sunday morning, which was the second day in the program, one of the chefs was, it was gospel, you know, singing gospel music. And she was singing this song that has my book title in it. And the part she was singing when I was like, just happened to be in the kitchen, same right time, right place, was "Joy Comes in the Morning. Joy Comes in the Morning." So I asked her what song it is. She told me it's a song by Ty Tribbett called "Only One Night Though." And the lyrics to that song became basically my theme song for that week, where it was like, if you want to cry, you can cry, but only one night though. If you want to be sad, you can be sad, but only one night though. And it really just was resonating, because I was so, like, that day, like, that it was a Tuesday when all this went down with the staff comment and then the critique. That shit was so intense. After that part, the rest of the week was really smooth sailing. Really just bonded so well with my classmates. We actually want to, you know, we're continuing. We just had a meetup in August. We're going to continue to, you know, have this dialogue and meet with each other virtually, because everybody's all over the country. So I'm really, really excited. You know, I'm really so grateful for that program, and I learned so much. And yeah, I definitely want to do another writer's workshop. I don't know when, but I definitely want to do another writer's workshop. Next time I do a writer's workshop, though, I will come with a piece of work that is in progress rather than a piece of work that I considered to be absolutely finished. So then after that, came back to LA, or did one last night in New York, which was a good time, and then came back to, and I was just feeling so good on that train ride home, because I just, I was just, good things were happening, good things had happened. So then after New York, one last night, came back to LA, then I went home to Sacramento for Father's Day, and then I was home for Juneteenth, kept Juneteenth relatively chill, just went to the Dodgers game, I feel like June really just was a month that flew by. I just feel like there was just like a lot going on and like a not lot going on. And yeah, and then July came, Went to an awesome 4th of July party that was really a birthday party. So it was like one of the best 4th of Julys I've had in a really long time. I had so, so much fun. And then for my birthday, I really wanted to do a party. So I threw a big party in the park. It became like the logistics were kind of crazy that day. So it was ended up being a little bit stressful. But overall, it was such a fun, fun time. And a few of us like kept hanging out until like 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, or even maybe even later. So it was a really fun time. Love Island was another thing that I got into. God, it's been a fun summer. So Love Island was another thing that I got into this summer. The day after my party, we went to a live watch party for the finale, or not the finale. We went to, oh, sorry, not the day after my party. When was this? We went to, this must have been in June, maybe. But anywho, we went to a screening or a live watch party of Love Island at some point during the season. It must have been, I don't know what day it was. But anywho, that was really fun. And then two of the actual Love Island people popped up, which was like so crazy and so much fun. And then I hosted a mini Love Island finale. And then went to a rave at Dave & Buster's, which was cool. Went to a lot of birthday parties. My main social life this year has been birthday parties, which I'm not even mad at. Gosh, July really flew by. I'm just like looking at photos and my calendar to kind of see all the things that I got into. Oh, joined a new social club called Fortune and Forks. That has been cool so far. Went to one event with them. It was a Happy Gilmore launch party. And yeah, I'm actually recording this episode in August, even though it's not going to come out until September. But August is also a super busy month. First weekend of August, I was in Chicago celebrating Dawn's birthday, which was such a great time. Everything they say about summertime shy is true. And then this weekend, had a birthday party for one of my tennis club girlies. And then this upcoming weekend, August 16th, is my high school reunion. So that is bound to be a fun and interesting time. And then the last weekend of August, so right before this episode's going to come out, I am going to New York again and going to the U.S. Open. So I am so, so excited for that. So I'm going to be there with Anna, and then I'm going to be staying with Siobhan. And what's awesome is that Siobhan just moved to a new place that is right around the corner from Jeef's house. So my two best friends in New York live literally around the corner from each other. I just like can't even believe how perfect and serendipitous that is. So anywho, so it was a really fun summer. And another thing that's been kind of crazy is I have my summer bucket list. And last year I was like really, really motivated to get everything done on my summer bucket list because there was just so many things I felt like I still wanted to do in LA. And this year I'm feeling very like I'm not going to get everything done, but I'm like, I feel okay because I'm like, I've been having such a fun, incredible, busy summer that I'm like, I don't even really need my bucket list. There's still a lot that I've done. So I'll read some of the ones that I did do. Go to Detroit with Troy. Go to a theme night at Dodger Stadium. So this is what I did for Juneteenth. It was Black Heritage Night. Go to a double feature at the movies. I've never done that. So I actually just did that yesterday and I saw Weapons. And then right after I saw Freakier Friday and it was a great day at the movies. Go to Universal Studios. Did that on my actual birthday, which was so fun. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention that part. Me and Drana went to Universal Studios on my actual birthday. And then we went to, with dinner at this new restaurant called Lucia. It's a Caribbean restaurant. So I say Lucia because I'm assuming it's like St. Lucia with Drana and Troy. And that was so much fun. See an outdoor movie. Oh yeah, did that super early in the summer. We saw Mamma Mia. That was a great night. Go to Kazunori. So this has been a place that everybody's been talking about forever. And I actually didn't like it that much. There's a better hand roll place in Culver City that I like a lot better. Eat at Summer Fish in person. Another one that kind of was a little bit of a miss. I actually liked eating Summer Fish as takeout better than I liked it in person. I don't know what that is. Pool party at a private residence. So that was the 4th of July birthday party. Killer time. So just, and there's still a few things I want to do. Like I want to go to a play at the Kirk Douglas Theater. I want to go to LACMA Jazz. That's ending soon. I want to bike Venice. I haven't biked Venice all summer, which is like crazy for me. Explore Little Ethiopia. That's a big one I want to do. And go to the Burbank AMC where the Nicole Kidman spot was filmed. That one's just kind of for fun. Maybe I'll do that on a chill weekend in the fall. And it's like, you know what? Don't have to do everything in the summer. Some of these can be fall items that I do. But yeah, so that's kind of my summer recap. So it's been so much fun. I know I made that newsletter and I didn't send anything out this summer. But as you can imagine, like this summer, like just truly feels like it absolutely flew by. It had been so much fun. It's been so busy. I feel like I've been doing a lot. And I'm really excited for September and the rest of the year. I don't have many things planned. I only have 2 trips planned. I'm going to Vegas for the weekend with my family and then going back up north home for my brother's baby shower in October. So yeah, I'm excited to like really just get to be home and really just enjoy LA and be a little bit, have a little bit of a slower kind of time for these next few months. So that is my summer recap. And then that's what you missed on Glee. But for real, thank you guys for tuning in for season 2 of In Jest We Trust. Content, new episodes. I don't know what I was trying to say. New episodes every Friday. So I will see you guys next week. I'm your host, Jessica Johnson. See you later.
In Jest We Trust.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.